Pretty much each one of us has some big dream for our lives, the thing that we really want to be or to do, some sense of destiny. But how do we know whether God is in that dream? Good question. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we continue with the next message in this series called Living Your Dreams. Just great to be with you again on a Monday. Last week, we talked about the dreams that we have for our lives. We all have them, hopes for the future, something that burns in our heart, something I want to be or I want to do. So few people ever seem to live out their dreams, to embrace them, to leave their comfort zone, to travel down that hard road to live that dream out. Over the weekend, someone asked me, what do you mean about all this dreaming stuff? Is this some kind of self-help program? Is it be an achiever, think positive, achieve success? And I said, no, that's not what I mean. Then what do you mean, they said? How does God fit into the picture? Now, that's a good question. That's a very good question. Almost every morning, I get up quite early, between 4:30 and 5 o'clock. Apparently, I've been like that since I was a little kid. My mother tells me that from the first time I could climb out of my cot, I was up at 4 to 4:30 out raiding the cookie jar. So it's been a lifelong thing for me. I'm just one of those morning people. Now, as I grew up and became an adult, this is before I became a Christian, I started getting up early again, and the whole day would begin with work. It would be work from beginning to end. Work, 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 work. These days, I've changed my approach. I still get up really early, but I spend the first hour or so with God. I pray, I read the Bible, and when I do that, I hear God speak. I sit and wait on Him. Now, you might think I'm crazy. You think, oh, come on, Bernie, read the Bible, give me a break. But that's what I do. And as I sit and wait on Him, I hear Him speak to me, not an audible voice, but I get a sense when I read the Bible, I'm reading His Word, and I wait on Him of what God's plans are, not just for that day, but also for my life. It's an awesome time, that time of waiting. It's when I do a lot of my dreaming and planning. Now, dreaming and planning are two separate things. Dreaming is a higher order function. Dreaming is about saying, where's life going? Where's the ministry going? Where's my marriage going? What are my plans and hopes and dreams for the future? Planning for me is something much more nitty-gritty and detailed. It's a lower order function. It's about saying, well, how am I going to run my day today? How am I going to fit everything in? What's the priority for today? And it's a habit that I've come into early in the morning when everyone else is asleep and when all we hear outside through the window is the odd bird waking up, something I do with God. Now, I have lots of ideas and plans and hopes and dreams. Lots of them. Not all of them fit with God. In fact, I would say on average, somewhere between a half and a third, in my view, end up being in God's will. The rest were just good ideas that Bernie dreamt up sometime because we're creative people. We all are. We dream, we think, we create, and then we go and act on those things. The question is, when we dream a dream, when we hope a hope, when we look forward into the future and we visualize what that future should look like for us, is God involved in that process, or do we do it on our own? In those quiet hours of the morning, I share my hopes and my dreams with my God. And the thing that I love to do is to lay them down at His feet. Say, Lord, I don't want to live a dream. I don't want to live a hope. I don't want to live a plan that isn't Your dream, that isn't Your hope, that isn't Your plan. I want Your guidance. Here is my dream. What do You think of it? And in that quiet time, in that sanctuary with Him, a still small voice speaks. During the day, I have ideas too, and some burgeon into dreams. But during the day, I'm on the phone, I'm in the studio, there's email, there are people, there's noise, I spend time with my family. It's not always possible to hear God's still, small voice. Do I receive guidance during the day? Is that God's plan? Yeah, I believe we do. I believe that if we're walking closely with Jesus, if we're living our lives for Him, then in the middle of the day, in the middle of a stressful situation, we can quickly turn to Him and He'll give us guidance. But when it comes to the big things, the big dreams, the things that you want to do with your life, do you want God involved? I know I do, but do you? And do you want God involved so much that if the dream isn't part of His plan, You lay it down, you say, Lord, I actually don't want any part of this dream. I don't want to live this dream because it's not one that's come from you. In one of the Psalms, it says, look, even though the mountains are falling into the sea and the nations are raging around you, be still and know that I am God. The mistake that I've made in the past, and I think the mistake that's common to all of us, is sometimes we think, wow, this is an exciting dream. I'll go and live that. I'll go and do that. And we don't stop. We let the noise guide what we do. We see the mountains falling into the ocean. We see people raging around us. And we let those things guide the way in which we behave. They guide what we do. They guide our plans and our hopes and our dreams. Instead of doing what God wants us to do, in that same psalm, he says, be still and know that I am God. In your life, how much time do you spend just being still? Just sitting quietly without any other distractions, without the TV blaring or the radio going or the music on or the newspaper or the magazine or all these other forms of entertainment. Just quietly on your own with God. The mistake that a lot of people make in marriage is they don't do that with each other. They don't have those quiet times where they just spend some time together. And we can make the same mistake in our relationship with God. For years, people have been asking me, when are you going to write a book? It seems the obvious thing to do. You're on the radio, you should write a book. I remember as a new Christian being in a large library at a Bible college and looking at so many good books and thinking, I don't want to write books. My passion is to speak and not to write. But I've always had a sense that one day God would call me to write a book. So my answer is always, when God calls me to. Now, in the last few months, burning inside me has been this passion to write a book. And yet there's a tension for me between this emerging dream and that image I had of those books way back at that Bible college, thinking, how can so many people write so many good books on such a good subject, which is God's love, that people ultimately don't read much? So I'm torn. Is this from God or is it just from me? Is it something that God is calling me to do or is it something that I have dreamt up? And so I have spent many hours in the sanctuary early in the morning, sorting, sifting, laying it down. Abraham, when he had his son Isaac, was called ultimately to lay him down, to take him and offer him as a sacrifice to God. Now, that's really extreme, but that's the picture. God wants us to sacrifice the things that we love the most to him. And so my thing with God now is I am prepared to lay this dream down if it's not from you, because I know that if it's my idea and I pursue it on my own, I will have to do it in my own strength. If it is God's plan and it's God's idea and I pursue it in his strength, he's on my side. It's a partnership. I don't want to do things that aren't in his will. That's why I go early in the morning. And sometimes I'm afraid and I've got doubt and I'm feeling lost and I'm wondering whether this dream was ever the one that he gave me and why is it so hard? And I wait on him still. He lifts me up. It's like soaring on the wings of an eagle. And somehow, I can run again without being weary. And all from the simple act of laying each and every dream and plan at his feet and saying, Lord, your will, not mine. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. The best news is that it's free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word, Fresh, for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just hop on the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up waiting for you right there. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. We pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address, again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.